All right, go ahead.
Go.
Go ahead.
All right. Call the meeting in order. All right, first, for the minutes from the previous meeting.
So I'll make a motion.
Make a motion by Paul Figlio, seconded by Ronk. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
A minute there, just pass it around. It should be here pretty soon, but we can start the discussion on resolution number 411 of 2016, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 15 of 2016, and that is to a local law amending the Ulster County Charter, section C101A, and the Ulster County Administrative Code, section A32A, to amend the powers and duties of the Human Rights Commission. And it is to be held on July 11th. It is a public hearing. Rodriguez.
Mr. Chair, so 411 and 412 sort of go, also goes along with resolution 11, all sort of all go hand in hand. But
the chairman is in the house, and he'll be
Yay!
Taking over.
Thank you.
We got rid of the minutes thing. I figured I'd get rid of a little, stuff for you.
Good man.
We just started the discussion on 411. Rodriguez was speaking. Go ahead.
Go ahead, continue, Hector.
Just suggesting that 411, 412, and 11 all are, have always been grouped together. I was just basically saying, because we started off with 411, I was like, as opposed to debating them individually, they... That was all.
What is the pleasure on these three? Are we bringing them to the floor tonight?
That's my goal, but...
Well, no, can I get clarification? Are you wanting to group these together as
yes.
a main discussion?
Yeah.
Did you make a motion?
I'll move it.
One second. Discussion.
Sure.
That's what you're doing.
All right. So, motion and seconded to group on, can we debate the.
For the discussion of it all.
Yeah.
And after that, we'll vote on them
that's
separately,
fine.
But
right.
we can now.
I'm fine with that.
Go ahead, Kenny.
Again, I don't think that we're there yet with 411 and 412. I know that we've had discussions about it, and we've been trying to get together on a meeting, and it's been rather difficult. We have a lot of issues that we're going through, and sort of never get to the second issue past the first issue. But I would be willing to pass resolution number 11 tonight. But I know that Legislator Rodriguez had wanted them all to go at the same time, and to me the only way all three of them can go at the same time is if we make 412 the local law number 16 of 2016 contingent upon the authority being given to the county that we're asking for in number 11.
Okay.
Go ahead, Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So as the sponsor of all three, I understand that, Mr. Chair. However, the feeling of my caucus has always been that while we didn't have a problem but pursuing a dual track strategy, which is why you've got these separate resolutions and they do different things, as you know, all leading to that overarching goal of the creation of a local commission. Now, that said, that's why 11 was in fact even drafted in the first place, was because there was discussion amongst legislators here in this group. So from our perspective, and again, as the sponsor of all three of them, the idea was that all three of them would go together.
Through the chair to legislative council, sorry to drop this on you. The question that I have is, if we pass all three of these and we pass local law number 16, and it becomes law, prior to us receiving the authority from the state that resolution number 11 asks for, Legislator Rodriguez is talking about it as a dual track. Wouldn't a judge look at requesting authority? Couldn't a judge determine that that implies a lack of authority? Wouldn't that, couldn't that be used against? I'm throwing it out there because I'm just thinking it through in my head from a dual track. Because to me, there's no dual track. We need the authority because we don't have the authority.
I think it's a possibility. I mean, courts look at legislative intent all the time when they're trying to determine how to rule on a statute. I think the impetus for making a home rule authority or special legislative request, if you will, a predicate to the effective date of these two measures, 411 and 412, is to avoid just that kind of a problem, among others. So
a bona fide challenge,
right? To put it simply, I think it's you're putting the cart before the horse if you make these laws effective immediately, while you have a special legislation request pending. So if you were to amend those to make them effective upon receipt of the authority of the special legislation, that would ameliorate that issue.
Go ahead, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, you know, as we are actually at this point probably all very well read in on, you know, you can, well, I realize there's disagreement from counsel on this. You can have a police powers commission, or you can have a 12D commission, right? And that was why the idea of a dual track, simply that, yes, you can establish under a 12D, or you can establish under police powers, right?
Yep.
So that is why, from our caucus's perspective, we were amenable to putting in a home rule request. Because no matter which way that you get there, our goal was that we get there.
Okay.
In local law number 16, mm-hmm. How is the Human Rights Commission constituted? How is the membership derived?
Mr. Rigucci?
I believe this version.
Chris, do you want to sit here?
I'll move over there.
I know that's okay. I'm okay.
Okay, we're not. Well, then speak
yeah,
up.
Oh,
I'll sit up.
Why don't you sit up here somewhere?
You can sit right here if you want.
Sure, guys, no problem.
We insist.
No problem.
There you go.
It's so bright over here.
There you go. That's nice, because I'm here.
That's what I did.
Oh, Jesus.
I did. I believe this version references 12D, but I have to double check. But I know we had discussed amending it to reference section 10 of the Municipal Home Rule Law.
I'm talking about the makeup of the commission. Number of members, who appoints them, what kind of qualifications they're required to have.
You're asking who can... I'm not sure I understand your question. Sorry.
So right now, we have a Human Rights Commission where the county executive has a number of appointments, the chair of the legislature has a number of appointments, and the minority leader has a number of appointments.
Right.
So would we continue to have the same constitution of the Human Rights Commission under the police powers that we do under 12D?
Unless there's a change in there, we would.
Right.
But then we decide that.
We're eliminating our current Human Rights Commission,
right,
and starting a new one.
Right.
So I'm just...
Right.
I'm,
we'll discuss
you would
the
default
last
to the one that was already existing, right?
Yes.
So I need to find...
If 12D, does that, just through you, of course, Mr. Chairman, does 12D have, or does 12D specify the appointment, to your knowledge, again, I'm asking this on the fly, the who appoints and how many appointments there are?
No,
or is that something that was derived in our charter, or prior to our charter?
Yeah, I can only say that my understanding is that it's in the charter.
Yeah.
This amendment does not amend that section.
No. Well, local law number... Okay.
Doesn't appear to.
So, no.
So that's... Yeah, that's the question. And I don't know as far as state law. I don't know that specifically.
So, in other words, we'd continue to appoint...
I think
we would follow
as we, are,
follow
as we have been.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. As a charter.
Yep.
Okay. Correct?
You're asking if the current one is abolished? I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, if it's in the charter, how we would make the appointments, then we have to follow the charter.
Right.
But that section doesn't appear to be
We can't just stop that without a referendum, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, there's some question on what you can do and what you can't do. But that's another issue altogether.
Again, charter changes would take a referendum. At least that's what I would
Well, this say. Is a, there's a charter change in here to amend it, to add duties to it.
But no, I don't. You have to have a referendum.
Eliminate. But
on
the process.
Things that's a different if you take animal. Power right, away
that's
from somebody,
totally
add power.
It's add to it, but
I understand.
In total, right? That's what's being discussed as far as amending the current version, which does reference 12D.
Well, that's I'm getting there.
Okay,
I'm just one thing at a time because I have a number of concerns with this. So, I'm unwilling to support this as drafted if we end up having the same constitution. I'll say this.
Constitution.
Makeup of the board.
Right, the constituent members of the board.
Yeah. So, because. There's no, I don't want to say there's no expertise on the Human Rights Commission, but there's no expertise required of the Human Rights Commission to be able to, hold on, to be able to levy fines, to be able to have, you know, investigatory authority, you know, things like that. You'd want a certain type of individual with a certain background on there. These are very well-meaning volunteers, and they do a fantastic job. In the confines of 12D, I have a concern about turning over punitive powers and the ability to fine to a well-meaning group of volunteers.
Go ahead.
Well, we take a look at that. I have a problem with turning over the power to create legislation to a bunch of people that can get elected, just barely get elected, and they don't have to have any qualifications whatsoever now, do they?
But they're answerable to the voters, Dave.
These people are still answerable to those that appoint them, and there's commissions that are created in this case all over the place that do the same thing. I mean, it's not, I mean, you could make an argument for any board, no matter what it is, it should have expertise, and that's the purpose of why you have three different entities actually appointing people, is you have a county executive who has an interest of making sure that good people are appointed. We have a chairman of the legislature that I'm sure that is has an interest of making sure that the right people are appointed.
Yep.
I mean, we have, if you take a look at the board right now, it's led by an attorney that is very involved in the community. He's a coach. He's you can go on and on and on about the guy.
Can I just say Legislator Donaldson? Nobody questions his
qualification,
but maybe we should put that in the language. That somebody, you got to have somebody.
Well, you could do that, but then you create other problems. Then what are you going to do? Then you're micromanaging the whole
thing. Well, then maybe we could have a budget to hire attorneys and counsel.
They do.
Ready?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
They have a budget right now?
Minor.
They have a minor budget.
They have a budget,
maybe we have
but to it's give a very minor budget.
Very minor budget, it's correct. So, I mean, you know, I certainly understand in some ways where you're coming from, but, you know, how do you protect yourself from that in general? Like I said, I mean, people get elected, and believe me, some people that get elected really shouldn't be serving, and other people that don't want to run really should serve that. It should be people that should be out there trying to run because they would do a great job in the community, but they don't want to get involved. So, I mean, you know, it's you can't always control that aspect of it. So, and I still think it's a well-meaning thing, and then there's also somebody that oversees it that is actually a paid person that is overseeing it also. So,
but the paid person overseeing it just follows the will of the board.
And they do have an attorney, and they do have, you know, they have attorneys that are on, in other words, that are on call when they need them.
County
I mean, right
attorney,
now
right.
They have an attorney that serves as the president.
Right. But there's no requirement.
He's a Harvard graduate. I think he may be a Harvard graduate even.
We'll find out soon. He's running for Congress.
Who?
Dave Clegg.
Okay. All right. Mr. Chair, your pleasure.
Any other...
I think it's not ready. There's still problems. There's still concerns.
Well, yes.
I know that I'm willing to meet on them and hope that we don't end up at an impasse. I've been willing to meet on a lot of things and have a lot of meetings and have a lot of good discussions and debates.
And I've been hearing this, and we all have for months. I mean, honestly, we got to get this either done or push it aside. And I'm not blaming anybody sitting here at the table, but,
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
My father had sent an email asking the sponsors of the legislation, and he put some of the state law in there, and he asked questions, and nobody had gotten back to him. And one of the questions was, if I read his email correctly, was what in our law is covered that's not covered in the state law?
So,
can you put it in writing? You can tell me, but I want to see it in writing.
Okay.
And it should have been done. He sent that email 2.5 weeks ago, and nobody responded to him. Nobody replied to the email. Nobody responded to it or anything. So I'm hard-pressed to support something when there's no interest in the sponsors to at least try to work with to get this thing moving forward. It's kind of a my way or the highway thing.
Rich, was that in relation to 411 and 412, or was it to 448?
I thought it was, I think it was 448.
Yeah. I don't think I got that email.
Yeah.
My bad.
I know, but you know. But thanks for accusing me.
Where's 4? Oh, that's the next one. All right. Well, yeah. I'm walking. The middle one. We're doing 3 together out of the 4, so we'll do that next. Well, still, nobody got back to him. So
that's up 411. Rich, that's up 411 or 412 or resolution number 11. And you know, with all due respect, Ken, you keep on bringing up, you have all these concerns, but and the ones that you, I haven't seen them laid out other than the one you just brought up. That is, I think we've addressed virtually everything in here. All it's doing is allowing the local commission to take a look at something instead of waiting for it to go up to the state. Now, you could argue, many people will argue, well, you don't need to do that. Well, you know, I've seen cases, and I've seen, in fact, I saw a case when I was an alderman where they had to wait for the state. Meanwhile, the person was brought up on a charge, or they were accused, they had to wait for the state to reply. And meanwhile, it's in the paper, 3 months later is when it actually comes out that they ruled in his behalf that he didn't do anything wrong. And of course, it was on the back page. Meanwhile, it was on the front page when they brought me. Remember who it was? It was Vince DeVeo. And meanwhile, it was on the back page when it came back to you to say that he was, wasn't anything wrong because it took so long. It ran through the state, come back. This is just merely trying to streamline it. This was actually help our own businesses and constituents out because then they're not waiting for that long turnaround.
Chris, and then you can go, Kenny. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to clarify my prior comment, and you had asked what was our source of power or source of authority here. It is actually the police power clause. We had made that change, so it's not an Article 12.
And there's still 12D is still mentioned all over the
right,
the new charter change includes 12D, and and I believe 12D is still mentioned in the law. I could be wrong.
In the finding section, it specifically refers to the police powers.
So,
and I would also note, sorry, Mr. Chairman, I would also note that the issue before this committee is obviously one of setting a public hearing and not making a final determination on the law.
That is true. But, Kenny, with that said, how much longer do you and Hector need to hash this out?
Well, if you're going to need,
go ahead.
I don't have a proper answer to that. I don't know.
If I may,
he doesn't like it. So
a year.
I know, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Hector.
This is where, and again, the chair and I do get along personally. But that said, though, we have different philosophies. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, we have been at an impasse philosophically over this in terms of what we believe is possible under the terms of the law. Now, if there were some specific things,
For instance,
if there are some specific things with regards to fines or with regards to, you know, certain penalties. You know, this legislation has been out there for a while, Ken. All right, and I know you may already have a laundry list of those changes. And if you actually have that, I would love to see those, you know, either in writing or not. If you've actually got them, you know, that you can actually sort of go through bits and pieces. But in terms of the fundamentals, we do disagree fundamentally, and that's okay. But
most,
you know,
most of the disagreement that I think that we wouldn't be able to mediate or conciliate as a 12D commission would, are, you know, the authority questions. I mean, the authority, the question of authority, I've not been sufficiently convinced that we have the authority to do this. I've been sufficiently convinced that we don't currently have the authority and we need to ask for the authority. But just to go to some of the specific, some specific complaints, just to read out loud to the committee, because we haven't talked about specifics on this law in a while.
Go ahead.
That this commission, or what volunteers...
What page are you reading from?
This would be page 24 of local law number 16. Since we're talking about all three, I want to make sure we're all...
Right.
Sure.
Can you give me the page again?
24.
On local law 16.
Awarding of punitive damages against a respondent found to have committed an unlawful discriminatory practice, which is being found to be willful, wanton, or malicious, in the amount not to exceed $10,000. So you're going to have a group of people that has absolutely no qualifications required of them being able to levy a $10,000 fine. But that's not the worst part. The worst part comes in subsection 5, where it says, awarding costs in the form of reimbursement for actual expenses reasonably incurred and reasonable attorney's fees, because in civil rights cases, that's an unlimited amount of money up to either judge or jury.
What would you be happy with as far as a fine? What would you be willing to accept? And I'm just asking, like, because, you know, I just want to see it get done, and I'd like to see it be done right. But really, if you were to...
I'm in favor of graduated fines. I mean, you know...
Well, didn't we talk about that?
So what's the number?
It says up to.
So what's the number, Ken?
What do you want to graduate a fine? What is? Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
I mean, well, I'll just put it in a slightly vague term, because, you know, quite frankly, I think that number's open to interpretation, open to discussion, but we've never gotten through that discussion.
I gave a list, didn't I? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
Didn't I, a month ago, I submitted a graduated...
I don't have a copy of it with me, Pete, but...
I don't either. I mean, I'm just like kind of curious. I thought that was included in this, too, to be honest, and now I see it's not there, and it's a little upsetting tonight.
I don't know that we ever talked about it in this committee. We talked about it in our small working group, but... Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Can these folks sue right now under state law?
Yes.
Sure.
So then could there be higher?
You should have three levels.
You can sue anybody.
Right.
You can go to the state division of rights. You can go to state Supreme Court. You can go to the United States District Court.
True.
Northern District of New York. So they have
Because in that vein, though, but the state commission may or may not accept hearing the case.
Well, so Ulster County Commission may accept or not accept hearing the case.
But it's more likely at a local commission than it is at the state commission.
You know,
state commission's got all sorts of stuff. It's a big state.
Okay, I understand.
If I could, I don't know, and I haven't read, and I can be corrected if there is one, but at the state level, the threshold is probable cause. So the way that it works is if I'm aggrieved by something that I contend is a violation of state human rights law, I present the state division with my complaint. The complaint is not heard, it is first investigated. So the state division assigns investigators, they interview parties, most of it's off the record. They come back with a determination either of probable cause or no probable cause. So the threshold to get into the state division is probable cause, which is the lowest threshold available in any tribunal. I don't know that this law establishes that threshold or not. So I think the complaint maybe by default is automatically accepted. I can't say.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'll stand. As I said, I'll stay and correct it if there's a specific section in here.
Carl, go ahead. I don't have my laptop with me, and my cell phone battery was going dead, but I did look at the State Human Rights Commission law when Governor Cuomo added the transgender rights to it,
order.
And I
seem to remember that $10,000 was the minimum up to $100,000. I could be wrong, but I remember reading that and thinking, wow, that's really high. I mean, a minimum of $10,000 state and up to $100,000, I believe.
Yeah. So, again, I will reiterate my question. What's the number? I'll likely, you know, depending on depending on
rewrite this law in 5 minutes tonight.
Just no, it's not that.
Yes or no? Now, I mean,
about the probable cause. Oh, it was brought up about the probable cause.
Yeah, probable cause is in here.
Right.
Yeah,
it's identical. The same.
It's analogous. Yeah, it's there. It's enough.
So therefore, in most cases, you know, you can put in a complaint unless they can prove that there's, you know, a possibility of it happening. It just gets thrown out anyway.
We can talk about all the specific issues with this all we want, Hector, and we still don't have.
I know. We're still going to disagree. No,
that's
we're still going to disagree
that's
on that.
In
and
the
that's
end,
okay.
That's the problem.
Well, no, I have a problem with you every.
Well, let's get some of it here.
Rarely, it seems like we don't have the authority to do anything.
Well, Dave, that's actually correct. In our form of government, in our state, there are a lot of things that we don't have the authority to do.
Well, and a lot of things we do have the authority. Sometimes you just do them. And you can always find a reason why you can't do it. You can always say, oh, no, we don't think we have the authority because it doesn't expressly give us the authority. But just because it's something doesn't give us the authority doesn't mean that we don't have the authority.
Richard.
Thank you. You know, Dave, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but there's also a level of, say, expertise. They don't allow, I don't believe they allow murder trials in town court, you know, but... So there are some things that belong at a different jurisdiction because maybe the attorneys, the lawyers, you know, whoever have a little more experience to do something. So to say we should do this because, and I'm not opposed to it, I'm just saying we should do this because we're allowed to do it. We may be walking on slippery ice if we don't get people that are arbitrary. You know, you have the potentials for businesses to go out of business. If the wrong decisions
right.
are made,
and you also
that, that's all I'm saying. You know, so
saving people.
I'm all for saving people, Dave. It's there is avenues for these for right now, and I'm not advocating not to move forward. But I think just to say, well, you know, forget the state or federal courts. We can do it ourselves. In anything, and not just this law, but any law, can be dangerous sometimes. We may not have the resources to do everything.
I certainly understand that, and what I'm trying to point out is sometimes by doing it in-house at home, you're better off. Because then, like I pointed out before about the person that I knew, and he almost lost his job as a teacher because of it. He was a teacher, and he was accused of being a racist, and this woman made this accusation about him. It was on the front page, and then 3 months later, before the state actually finally came around to saying that there was no merit to it, which ended up on the back page, by the way, rather than going through the county, if it was done through the county, what would have happened? It would have been expedited, would have been done with. And it
still could have been on the back page.
May still have been, but probably not, because it would have been still fresh.
Hector, did you have a?
I would just at this time, I don't know if there's anybody else who has any other comment, but I was going to just suggest that we take a vote on this.
Can we change the amount?
Craig has a comment, I believe. Comment.
Yeah. The bottom line for me is if this decision is potentially pending in the state, correct? In the foreseeable future, and when that's made, will the state law supersede county? So if we made the decision now, you know, prior to the state conclusion, then I kind of agree with what counsel is that you're putting the cart before the horse. You know, what's the rush in waiting to see what the decision will be on the state level? Because ultimately, we're going to have to go by the state system, correct?
Nick, I mean, I think that accurately summarizes my assessment of these two measures not being made contingent upon receiving state authority.
Right.
If that amendment were made to the effective date section of each law,
it would at least dispense with that issue.
If we made that amendment tonight, I'd support all three to move to public hearing.
And
but
I will.
I know you won't consent to it.
What is he? What is he? What is it?
Making the laws contingent, effective upon the receipt of the authority from the state of New York via special legislation that we're requesting in number 11, which Legislator Rodriguez has demanded moves concurrently with the other two.
Concurrent.
Right. Is a good point. Thank you.
Well, if Legislator Rodriguez wants to continue to block these, then we'll have to block them. I mean, but if you don't want to get this accomplished, then Legislator Rodriguez, then I guess we won't get it accomplished. I think it's up to you.
Well, in
it's
that
time
regard,
to, you know,
Mr. Donaldson, if you would allow me to respond to that. So the issue becomes the issue becomes session's already session is over, as we already know. So meaning, I think the likelihood of being able to get that through would probably be unlikely.
The month before, we could have passed 11.
What's that?
We could have passed 11 before that.
And the goal was that they would actually all be voted on in February.
I know that.
And then that didn't happen.
But you keep on putting off to all of them when you could have passed 11, and it would have been a moot point. So sometimes, you know, you need to deal with the other people you're working with in order to get something accomplished.
The issue
and you don't seem to be
Donaldson,
making that end there.
Ms. Donson, if I may,
I like this guy.
Yeah. The issue becomes that they are, in fact, actually very distinct pieces of law, which, as you also are very aware, we by pulling from police from the police powers, right, that's actually not subscribed to out-of-state law, per se. Remember, it's actually how Westchester's set up. It's how Rockland's set up. It's how Dutchess is set up, right? None of those are contingent upon state approval. None of those.
I agree with you.
So hence why we're following that path specifically, because that is the path we know is legal.
But Senator Rodriguez, I agreed with you that we don't really need the referee, right, the request, but having said that, other people feel we do. So as a result, if we pass the one that we already said we do, if everybody, then that would have been done, and we would be moving towards the end that we want.
Okay. So as it is right now, unless there is any further comment, I don't know if somebody else... Okay. Mr. Chair.
Are we taking no more discussion and voting on 1, 2, and 4 as is? As a block, all in favor of 1, 2, and 4?
Aye.
I think all have to be separated. I don't think you can just block things in that manner without everybody agreeing.
Okay, if you want to vote on one at a time, go ahead. 1.
All in favor of resolution 1.
No, 411.
It's 411, but it's 411. Number 1 on the agenda. I know it's, I mean.
411, yes.
For anybody following along at home, that is resolution 411 of 2016. Thank
you. 411, all in favor.
Aye.
Right. Aye.
Opposed.
Nay.
No.
Aye. Okay.
I need help.
You're an aye.
Okay. I didn't hear anybody.
Passed.
Okay.
But I need to know who.
We'll put up our hands.
Thanks.
Everybody raise your hands.
Thank you.
Mm. She doesn't know what she's got.
Do you know you've got the count?
I'm good.
Okay, cool.
412, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed.
Okay.
Number 11.
Resolution 11.
Now, they just passed.
Mm-hmm. 5-3.
Number 11. Aye. All in
aye.
Favor?
Aye. It's important, even though I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah. Okay, I'm supporting the other way, even though I don't think it's legal.
We're all 5-3, both.
All right.
All
well, it's going to a public hearing.
I think that's the way to go, and
we can iron out some of the numbers.
The last one was public hearing?
No, the last one's the Home Rule Authority.
The first, you got it. You got it. First one. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I just didn't want to interrupt the discussion to answer Rich Parody's question that his father sent.
Well, that's the next,
we'll talk about
that's
that
the next resolution, so we'll get there.
Moving on to 448, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 18 of 2016.
You got
416.
I'll move
it. 412. This is 412 for what?
No, it's 412. We got three of them. We got a second?
Yeah. Legislative.
Okay, discussion. Carl.
Within the last month and this month, I've been given a lot of thought to this local law. And I guess maybe we all got this letter. I got it from Ms. Caroline Paulson in New Paltz. Did everyone get this letter?
I didn't get it. A personalized letter, no.
Okay.
I think I might have got the email.
Basically,
a
female resident of Ulster County, and she states in her letter that because of her size and build, it's hard for her to purchase clothing, you know, women's clothing, and many times she has to wear man's clothing. So when she goes into public places, it's become clear to her that people think that she's a man because of the way she has to dress, and she's denied public accommodation for restrooms. I don't think that this law would prevent it, because what really we're trying to do is prevent discrimination on the basis of gender, okay? And she is a woman wanting to use the ladies' room for public accommodation. So it's an unfortunate set of circumstances for her, but I would like to hear more of these types of discriminations or misunderstandings, because really, to legislate a local law to people who just don't understand what a person is going through, or even that a person dresses as a man but is a woman, again, I don't think that to penalize them is the right way to go, instead of educating them to be tolerant. But I'd like to just make a motion to bring this to the floor. I'll vote on it.
There's a motion out there.
Right.
So you're all
in discussion
now.
I'm just giving you my reasons, because I'd like to hear more stories like this, or to get more of the angle, because we haven't had a lot of... we've had public comment from two individuals in the last 3 or 4 months, and I actually received another email from a resident in Rifton. So I, for one, would like to hear more about what's going on in the community and why we need this law. So I'm going to support.
So what you're saying is you want to have a vote right now?
No, well, there's discussion.
We had a public hearing.
Mr. Burke, you wanted to respond to... Yeah.
Haven't had a chance to respond in writing to your father, and I would like to just respond here, and I will call him later to talk about that. But we've discussed this a number of times in the past year, and I'm not sure if he was in the room, although everyone was invited. Executive orders issued by state governors are not the same as legislation passed by a legislature. They are subject to judicial review. They're discretionary. They can be repealed. So there are a number of reasons why. And they might be overturned. The second, to respond to the questions of increased complaints, I think we've talked about this again and again, but I'm happy to share with you. I think I even brought information to every meeting I attended last summer. Workplace discrimination, harassment and discrimination at school, economic insecurity, housing discrimination and instability, harassment and discrimination at accommodations and services, and healthcare discrimination and healthcare outcomes are all significantly higher in New York State and every state of the union for people who are transgender. That's why I brought the law forward, because they're not yet protected by law in New York State. And I'm happy to share.
Well, they are with the executive order, but you don't know how powerful that executive order is or strong it is.
Well, it's first of all, it's not. I mean, maybe Chris Verducci, you could add to what I said about executive orders versus legislation. If there are any other.
Well, I think we discussed that in prior meetings based on the issue of preemption. We're not preempted from passing a law as proposed, and it's an executive order. Certainly, isn't a law. I mean, there are definitely some differences in enforceability and reach.
Thank you.
Well, I can put it in a memo now. I probably have to research it a little further, but
No, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I mean, I often thought that an executive order was done for a specific reason, and that was enforceable by law.
It is.
Well, by the executive departments.
But it was included in the state's human rights law.
And a part of the executive department is the human rights commission.
It was included in the state's human rights law. Gender equality. It's included in the state human rights law. So, I mean, it is a law. It may have been an executive action, but it was included in the law.
So it can be overturned.
By the
well, any law can be overturned anyway.
By another body. Same way, by another governor. You're absolutely right.
We're getting off on a tangent here. Let's stick with the resolution. Is there a problem with the resolution as written or
yes,
not?
And that's we lack that's the what,
that's what
we
what,
lack the authority to we lack the authority to do this with our Human Rights Commission the way it's currently constituted under 12-10.
And Kenny, I agree with you there too that it'd be expanding the human rights powers. But again, I kind of agree with Carl on this. I'd like to hear more from the public. I mean, I think the few people that spoke on it want their day to speak in front of us, and I kind of agree with that.
Okay.
Not necessarily I'm voting for it at the end of the day, but I think the community deserves their right to...
Agreed.
I'll call it a question.
Can you do
that? Understood. I shouldn't say agreed. Understood.
Let's show
Why not?
You're giving yourself more authority?
Yep.
Dave is calling the question.
I'd like to call the question. Somebody wants to keep on debating it, but I think we've beat this to death, and let's vote.
Legislator Donaldson, I love you. You had to change your heart. You're usually the one talking the most in these meetings.
Not really.
You must have a date with your wife tonight.
He's had a couple of swings in the horse himself.
All in favor?
I've been going on and keeping going.
I'm going to remind you that at the next legislative meeting, Legislator Donaldson.
Well, I'd rather get it done. God. You know what I mean? Get something done.
We're going to...
We're not done yet.
No. Hey, I mean, we're through with this.
Somebody gets blown up on it, and they file a suit that it's illegal, it'll work through the courts.
Yep.
You know? And then the courts will decide if it's legal or not.
So would we vote?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
We're going to go to 281, setting a public hearing of proposed local law number 5 of 217, comprehensive campaign finance reform and accountability law. To be held on.
Go ahead, interrupt me.
I apologize.
I thought you were finished. My bad.
That's my fault.
I was waiting for somebody to jump in.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second.
There you go. Kenny.
This is. As it's written in the title, a comprehensive campaign finance reform and accountability law. I don't feel like I've had enough time to review it, you know, to send it to a public hearing this month. I'd like to postpone it a month. And
or two or three. We've been working on some for 6, 8, 10 months. I mean, there's no need to.
Your father's had one in for 3 years.
Yeah, there's absolutely, in my opinion, no need to.
Do I got a second on that table?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
No action.
Doesn't sound like Hector decided on how he's voting yet. Okay.
What happened? Who voted yes? Who voted no?
I think everybody voted
postponement?
Yes.
I don't think there are any no's.
I got to be honest. I'm a no. Because I like it.
I tell Jay that.
I like it. I mean, I've read the whole thing. I can tell you how the commission is comprised. I can tell you... You know, it's not that difficult to read. It's an easy reading.
So, all right, I think I want to amend it. I think I want to make a change.
Let me ask you this, Pete.
If you want to take your time, that's fine.
We already voted on that.
Dave's got a date. I forgot. Dave's got a date.
Let it go.
We already voted on it. I hate repeating.
New legislator Donald.
Here's an easy one for you. 283.
The old one. We're back again.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Just because I'm here to speak about this first.
I'm
quick
sorry.
Point of, and it's fine. I didn't, you know. Quick point of order. If the only sponsor in this room that doesn't that's on the legislation, can no action be taken if he votes no against that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Is it the clock?
It can't be amended without his
vote. No, but also the number of times. But the number of times of postponement is now also sort of like set.
It's not really no.
Because if the sponsor agrees to postponement, then you can do it as many times as you want.
It can only be postponed three times.
Yes.
That's just my clarification.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
it can only be postponed 3 months without the sponsor's permission.
With his permission,
it could then be defeated.
Right.
Hold on.
Or it could be tabled.
It could then be defeated or passed. If we defeat it, it can go to the floor.
Come back in September.
We can refer back to committee for another 3 months. Exactly.
Or you can amend it on the floor.
Which if the county executive staff members are going to start weighing in on legislative rules, I'm thinking that we're going to have to do that. Just make a point.
Way.
Where's my gavel?
Stop! You'll back down at RV.
Come on, gavel.
Plus, another campaign law that's in the books too.
You're pulled up like a jeep suit. Now you know you will.
Dave. Oh man!
Dave wants
mouth on you today. Every day, though.
Dave wants to wrap up 283.
There you go.
I would like to move 283 for discussion.
All right. Second. Okay, Kenny, start it.
All right. So there have been bills in the Senate and Assembly for a few years to make the sheriff
realizing resolution.
And can I finish first, and then you can make your accusations. I know you're in a hurry.
Dave,
I'm not really in a hurry. I don't want to waste my time either.
Dave, right. You want to go first? I'll go after you.
So this is a home rule request. This legislation that's been introduced. Hold on.
Yeah.
There's legislation that's been introduced in the state Senate and Assembly that only applies to Ulster County. So from time to time, a body, the Assembly in particular, won't bring a vote in committee or on the floor until they have the home rule request from the county. And this has passed the Senate for numerous years, has never passed the Assembly. It is supported by our sheriff. It is supported by the judges that are presiding in the county. And all of that is in Assembly Member Cahill's sponsors memo that they've received letters of support from all those entities to make the sheriff a additional licensing officer for firearms. This has come to a head very recently because for many years there was an informal understanding that the sheriff's department was delegated the authority from our judges in the county to sign amendments to pistol permits. Many people don't know, some people at this table might not know, that in order to buy a new pistol, after you've already gone through the pistol permit process, you need to amend your pistol permit before you can take possession of that firearm, and you get a ticket, the judge signs off on it. Recently, the informal agreement between our judges and the sheriff has been eliminated by the chief administrative judge for the third department, and that is necessitating a harder push on this for our sportsmen and legal pistol permit holders in Ulster County. This will eliminate one more hurdle that the Assembly could have to passage of it, so that's why I put it forward.
Dave,
all right,
please.
For one, I'd like to see the letters of support. Number two, this to me is memorializing resolution. And we have banned memorializing resolutions. So I don't see how we can vote on this.
Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Chairman.
Sir.
I love that you've now given us a new avenue which to pursue policies. As you know, there's a myriad of interests that we have here in the Ulster County Legislature. So my question, though, is that it's a late. And while I realize that session apparently is going to end any minute now, apparently we hear it's going to be Tuesday night. So I understand what may be on the calendar, but what it may actually be by the time it actually gets done, it may in fact actually no longer be maybe a moot point.
Legislative session continues into next year. This remains on their desks after that. But if you'd like to postpone it a month,
I'm fine with that.
Can we just write a letter?
I'm going to be a no. But
that want to sign off on it?
We did that already. This is.
I did that.
Yeah.
Did everybody? How many people signed it?
16, 18, something like that.
Yeah, so we've already done stuff.
Yeah, then I don't see what the issue is.
This would eliminate, if the Assembly says, well, the reason we didn't pass it is because Ulster County didn't send a home rule request. But this eliminates that as a reason not to pass it.
I understand what you're saying, and I get that. It's kind of like a six of one, half dozen the other. I hate to pass this. If the state, if this Assembly says, we'll support it if you guys pass a home rule request, then it's appropriate for us to vote on it. But if
by
they
the time
say,
they say that it's
I understand what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but if they say to us, if you pass the home rule, if you pass this, we're still going to vote no, or we're not necessarily going to pass it, then it becomes a memorializing resolution. It's a six of one. It's like the sales tax. When we home rule request to approve the sales tax, they won't raise the sales tax until we approve it. So that technically could be considered a memorializing resolution also in the same vote. So I just don't want to get into, and I know you're sincere, that this is a home rule request, but I don't want to get into that we passed this and then them saying, well, go crap in your hat because the Assembly is opposed to it. Ulster County.
But at least then they'd have to be honest about it,
I get that.
Life is all about excuses, and sometimes legislation is about eliminating excuses.
Has anybody reached out to Assemblyman Cahill or Scartatos or anybody?
We wrote him a letter.
And we haven't heard back?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, I support the sheriff being able to do this.
I thought letters were more effective than resolutions.
Well, we sent a letter. And Hector, if you were listening to me, you would understand what I was saying, but I think I was pretty clear that I don't want to do a memorializing resolution. But if it's contingent on passing the Assembly, then I do want to do it.
That wasn't directed at you, directed at him.
Oh, all right.
Nick, can I ask you a question? In the resolution that we passed banning memorializing resolutions, how do we determine what is one? The chairman or the attorney?
Well, the chairman is certainly, I think, has the final word on questions of order. Certainly, subject to being sustained by the legislature, certainly I can provide an opinion on it, but it would just be an opinion. The authority rests with the chairman. The existing rules of the legislature do not ban home rule requests, so this one is specifically treated as a home rule request. It would not be banned.
And with the home rule request, if I could just jump in, there's specific processes that have to be followed, specific forms that need to be filed, and they will be filed.
Hector and Carl.
Since you brought it up, though, Mr. Chair, I mean, you know, I think people would probably have, I mean, I think one of the issues that came up in my caucus, at least, was that it's a late, and as to whether or not the necessity for that late. And while I realize, per the rules, that basically comes down to, for example, you know, discussions between yourself and the chair of this particular committee, you did, I think, make somewhat of an offer. I don't know if that was...
Oh, it's not an offer, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
That.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured I'd just broach the subject.
I'm a no on postponing, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, well, or just have it come up next month.
Was this filed on time, or is this a late?
It's a late.
It's a late.
And what's the purpose of the late? What is the reason why it's late?
It's an issue that just came to my attention after resolution deadline, but prior to...
I'd like to rule it out of order for being late.
No, is it one of the requirements to...
If only you had that authority, Dave, but you don't.
I make a motion that it's a late and it doesn't fit the late criteria.
I don't believe that out of order is a motion.
What are they? Well, I meant it's out of order in a sense that it is a late. What is the criteria for a late resolution?
I'm going to let the attorney answer that, then Carl can go.
I was going to pull out the rules. Chris, you can jump in, but I think that this was introduced by the chairman of the legislature, is that correct, this
yes.
particular measure, and that would meet the criteria for being a late, my understanding.
I think the chairman and the chairman of laws and rules.
That's why I was saying before, still requires...
Yeah. So when I say chairman, I mean the royal chairman, each of you.
Oh, is that, was that your attempt at this?
So it's up to you.
So it meets the criteria.
To me, it's late. Doesn't
Dave, we pass late resolutions every month.
I mean, you can move to postpone, Dave.
No, we have a lot of things that are late, and what we do is we rule on them if they're appropriate for being late. And mostly it deals with something that is, in other words, if you may lose, you know, monetarily, it may be a punishment to the county if you don't do it now.
Right, I get it.
That, then we follow that through.
No, but
or if it's some other timely reason that it has to go in then.
There is a timely
that's what
reason
it is.
We've already discussed
this
that.
This doesn't really meet that
but
because
if it meets
still,
the rules
they're
of the legislature, Dave, it may not meet one of the rules that you feel is accurate, but if it... And I'm not
trying to meet the rules of the legislature. So, we have rules to say that this is a late. And
it is late, and both chairmen approved it.
Nobody's denying it's late,
right.
But if it meets the rules, then it meets the rules. You may not agree with it.
Right.
I want to vote it, but the rules are the rules. So if it meets the rules, then it's legitimately for us to vote on it.
Right, but it's still late. It doesn't
no, I'm not
really
saying it's not late.
Meets the rules. It meets the rules because the chairman of the legislature wants it to meet the rules.
I like
otherwise,
the old
it doesn't
better.
Meet the rules, and that's my problem.
Oh, now you want old Dave?
He's in no hurry now. I like the old Dave.
Now you want old Dave? Dave.
Old Dave's back.
The old Dave's back.
Told you he's back.
The real Dave's back.
The real Dave, that's right.
Well, I make a motion to...
No, there's a motion already.
No, he can move to postpone.
He can move to postpone.
Make a motion to postpone.
Second.
Wait a minute, I make a motion that you're out of order because you weren't called on in this discussion when I was.
Only the chair can do that.
Well, I was called on and you jumped in.
I'm going to give Carl a chance to speak. That's all right with everybody.
Legislator Donaldson will happily withdraw his motion for such time as Carl shall consume.
Okay. Outside of procedure on if this is late or not, I'm trying to get an understanding of the body of this resolution. The letter that we sent last month, okay, to the Assembly and to the Senate, I thought was in response to the fact that the local judges now are also doing the amendments to the pistol permits. Before, the Civil Division was doing them. You already had a pistol permit, you bought a new gun, boom. What this request now is that the sheriff is an additional permit licensor. So that means alongside the judges, the sheriff can also issue your first license or just the amendments?
It's both, because that's how it's written in state law.
Right.
A licensing officer, there's no licensing officer for amendments. There's either a licensing officer for permits or not.
Right. Because right now it's gone back to the judges, where before it was just an unwritten agreement that the sheriff, the civil division, would do the amendments.
I've got a constituent who's a gun dealer who said that he's got hundreds of guns that he can't sell to people because all those amendments are now sitting before judges.
Right. And I'm wondering what the local judges think.
They're in favor of the sheriff becoming an additional licensing officer.
Right, because they're inundated with these paperwork.
Okay,
right. I just wanted to understand and get a hold of what exactly you were asking to do.
Craig, go ahead and speak,
yeah,
then we'll talk
I
about Dave's motion.
A lot of this pushback originated in Orange County, right? Because
that's the reason that our informal agreement was...
Right.
But
some of the problems with the actual clerk's office were issuing the amendments.
In Orange County, the clerk's office and the sheriff, without the authority of the judges, were issuing amendments.
Right.
And then they said so eloquently, well, Ulster County's doing it.
Yeah.
And then there was a article about the sheriff having one of the judges' hands.
So this is a precedent.
Orange County put a rats. Huh.
This is a precedent that's been said that the... sheriff has been signing off on amendments, right, to add an additional weapon. So they've been doing that for how long?
Ever.
Years.
Ever, forever. And it's, I would think so.
Good, Dave.
Is there additional training that's required if they buy a new gun? If there's a...
No.
Well, what happens if it's a totally different type of gun, loads different?
Well, when you take your class, they do train you on different guns. You're right. It could be 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when they gave you, which is absurd. I mean, really, there should be better training on these things. You're talking about, something...
Dave, you're not allowed to touch a firearm until you already have your pistol permit.
I understand that, but what happens is each of the some pistols have the very same loading mechanism.
Yeah.
In other words, to take it apart, it's all the same, and some of them are much different.
I totally agree, but you already can't touch any of them until you get your pistol permit, which is also absurd.
But then you,
it's like applying for your driver's license but never getting in a car.
I think the two differences are a revolver and a semi-automatic.
Make your motion.
I make a motion to table this.
And an Uzi.
Second. No discussion on a motion. postponement.
Motion to table.
I think Dave meant postpone.
He intended to postpone.
That being table is
motion to postpone, and it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All in favor of postponement?
No.
So it's 5-3. No, nose. 5 no's, 3 yeses. Okay. Can I ask a question on the motion, on the resolution?
Yeah.
Is there any way from now till tomorrow we can find out if us passing this will actually help? You know?
Not by tomorrow.
I mean, I'm supportive of it. I just don't want to get into passing memorializing resolutions with, you know, angles around. But if it's something important that is a will make a difference if they see a resolution, then I obviously...
Well, there's a specific criterion that qualifies for a home rule.
Okay.
You know, request. You can't do a home rule request on agenda.
Right. And now we're asking, if I may, just we're asking for our sheriff to be given specific powers under state law, which he does not now have. But sheriffs in Long Island do have. So like other localities have been granted that authority. City of New York has it. Two counties on Long Island.
That's like the human rights.
Specifically enumerated in the state legislature.
Yeah, right.
Just add Ulster County or Orange County. Or
it's funny, man.
Or every county.
It'd be Orange County. Well, yeah. It'd be Ulster County or
Yeah, but if it was a human rights thing, we wouldn't be doing this. Right?
I supported that.
It's a home rule request. It's not a memorializing
resolution. Well, there's
a slippery slope, but we're not going to go down that.
All right, all in favor.
Dave Donaldson.
283. 283. Favor, Ken?
Aye.
Post?
I mean, I don't know why you don't want the sheriff to be able to. Why would you want the sheriff to be able to?
He's making a point.
No, that's fine.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that should be done. When someone buys a new pistol, they should have more training and actually train on the particular pistol they're buying. I believe that's the rationale behind my vote on it. And I don't think just giving more people to do it.